Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Signal-Reed, and our guest this week, Alison Tufts, author of Lessons from Behind the Glass. On the back cover of your book, Alison, you wrote, "From politics to perspective to passion, this book will help guide you to a balanced and less stressful life in the arena and keep you laughing along the way." What is the main message of your book? How do you take the stress out of minor hockey?
Well, I think the main message of the book is basically to try and take a step back and enjoy the experience instead of making it your job to further your child's career in hockey. And there's a lesson in the book that says, enjoy the ride. The game will be over before you know it. and that really is the whole point of the book. And I think in terms of, you know, how do you take the stress out of minor hockey, I think the best way to do it is to always remember that it's your child's experience. It's not yours. It may become your social life, and it may become what you spend a lot of time doing on the weekends, but this is your child's experience. You can't live through it. You need to watch them and be there for them, but let them experience it.
Interesting perspective. You've had great success in speaking to hockey groups like Hockey Canada, which include a variety of people, not only hockey moms. So how has your book been received by those who form that community and the infrastructure of minor hockey?
It's gone very well. I sent the book to the president of Hockey Canada and really didn't know if I would hear back from him again. And I heard back from him probably about a month and a half after, and he said he really liked it, and he invited me to come and speak at Hockey Canada's sponsorship summit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And I spoke on behalf of the hockey mom. And from there, they held board meetings for their senior staff. And he flew me out to Calgary. And I spoke to Hockey Canada's senior staff and all the executive directors of the branch members across Canada.
They're really taking what you have to say seriously.
Yes, it seems that way, which is wonderful, which it's amazing. And I formed a partnership with BC Hockey out of those talks. So, yeah, it has been an incredible experience for sure.
So tell us a bit more about this partnership with BC Hockey.
So I met their CEO, Barry, when I was in Calgary last September speaking to Hockey Canada, and he approached me after my talk and asked if we could work together, if we could come up with something that they could use in BC around a parent program. So after months of kind of preparing and putting proposals together, what we came up with was a video series based on the lessons from the book. So each lesson has a video attached to it, and we open the lesson with myself speaking from the perspective of a hockey mom, my son speaking from the perspective of a hockey player, and then we interviewed coaches, other parents, players, referees, anybody in the hockey world, and asked them really honest questions about their experiences in hockey. And the result is incredible. The videos have turned out great, and the first one launched last Friday.
Wow.
And the second one on Monday, and the third one comes out on Friday, and the third one is Parents See Hockey Through a Different Set of Eyes.
So did you write the scripts for these two?
I did, yeah. So we set up interviews and sent the questions ahead of time to see if they would work. We were able to get a couple of NHL players in it as well. We have Trevor Linden and Kirk McLean from BC who are in it, so we had to get approval for some of the questions we were asking, but it all worked out really well, and we got some really honest feedback, and that was the whole goal of both the book and the video series, is I wanted people to tell the truth,
right?
And it worked out really well.
Did you have any surprises along the way?
I guess some. I was surprised. I was concerned that once we started to interview people that they wouldn't say too much, and I was happily surprised that people did get into some of their stories and some of the things that they weren't very proud of and what they wish they would have done different. And because that's where it's really hard on hockey parents. While you're in the thick of it, you just don't have the same perspective. I couldn't have put that book out during the experience. I had to be a few years out of it because I would have never been truthful with myself. So it's good to learn from other people's mistakes.
Yeah, I bet you never thought your book would go this far in terms of being in another medium and so on.
It's been exciting. It has been exciting for sure. I really wish I would have started writing sooner, because it's just been so much fun.
So will you do it again? Will you write a sequel?
I don't know that I'll write a sequel because that book is over 10 years of our lives, and my son has just been out of hockey since last year. So I don't know that I'll write another sequel. I will definitely write more, but I don't know that it'll be a sequel to this book.
So are you working on a new writing project?
I've been doing a lot of article writing, but I haven't started yet, but I do have something in mind. You just start to get that itch when you're starting to feel ready to do it again.
So. Right. Well, can you perhaps read us some more from Lessons from Behind the Glass? Are you going
to
continue on the piece you read before the break?
Sure. So the way the book is laid out is that it tells a story in each chapter, and at the end of the chapter, it gives a lesson from that. So this is the lesson from Parents See Hockey Through a Different Set of Eyes. Lesson number 3, Parents See Hockey Through a Different Set of Eyes. During our hockey experience, one of my greatest lessons was that parents see the game through a different set of eyes. Nobody else watches our child with the insight that we have as parents, and thank God for that. There isn't an ice surface big enough to hold the hockey team and the moms in case our child needs us. Nobody in the rink knows that our child has had a bad night, isn't feeling well, or has their first broken heart. I have news for you. When a game goes into overtime, nobody else cares. Remind yourself that when your son or daughter steps on the ice, that he or she needs to do their best, whatever they are going through, because that's the expectation that the coaches are going to have. If he or she plays terribly, feed them when they get home and give them a hug. But don't expect the coaches or spectators to have the same sympathy for your young player. That's why you're the mom. I remember asking my husband if he felt that Jack had what it took to go far in hockey. He replied, I don't know, and I'm not the right one to ask. That's how parents get disappointed. We are not objective enough to make that call. At the time, it irritated me, but he was right. No matter how objective you think you are as a parent, trust me, you aren't. I was famous for finding excuses for Jack. I'd go over what people had said to him, how they treated him, and why he didn't play well. I'd muster up any reason I could think of to explain why hockey wasn't going well, and Steve would remind me, none of the other stuff matters. It just comes down to how he plays. It's interesting that I've heard many people say that hockey is very political, but at the end of the day, it's we as parents who create half of it. We think our child is special, and that if he or she isn't performing, people should understand why. I have news for you. That's just not hockey, folks.
Well, I guess that is a hard lesson to learn, but a valid one for sure.
I wasn't good at it, I'll tell you that.
I think that goes for parents everywhere, not just for hockey either.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, many thanks to you, Alison, for telling us about your book, Lessons from Behind the Glass. Where can listeners buy your book?
You can buy it at Chapters in Belleville. If you're not from Belleville or close to Belleville, you can go onto my website at www.lessonsfrombehindtheglass.com and you can order it online.
Great. And the video series, are they streamed anywhere or are they online or...?
Yeah, so you can go to bchockey.net, and under programs, under parent education, you would find them there. Or you can find them on my Facebook page, Lessons from Behind the Glass, or my Twitter page, at Allison Tuff.
Great. Thanks, Allison.
Thank you.
And listeners, to connect with us, please send your comments, queries, or suggestions for whom we might interview in future programs to our website, www.wordonthehills.com. where all our broadcasts are archived so that you can listen to them anytime and from anywhere. We'd love to hear from you and welcome your comments on our programs. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us again for another program next week, right here on Northumberland 897, Truly Local Radio.